All right. Chuck Gonzalez steps into the center circle with the basketball, ready to get things underway. The Ducks and the Boilermakers, first time ever. And Oregon controls. No, they don't. Ball goes out of bounds. And whose basketball is it? It's going to be Purdue. So Purdue wins the opening tip. Ball went out of bounds to our left. It'll be Ella Collier to trigger it from the half court line. In the back court to Rashonda Jones. Mevious picks her up out high. McCarthy sets a ball screen. Purdue's going to set a lot of ball screens. Oregon has had trouble defending those. Cross court pass. Lombard fires an open three. It's short. The rebound tipped by Collier, but picked up by Mevious. And here comes Oregon from left to right. Mevious down the middle, takes it to the right side of the floor. Now hands it off. This is Peyton Scott. Out top, Che. Off to Deja Kelly. Kelly working against Collier. Kelly still with the dribble, takes it back to the wing. Now they lob it to Che down low. She's working against McCarthy. Purdue brings the double. Che cross-court pass to Mevious, back on top to Scott. They reverse it to Kelly for a three. That's no good. Rebound is tipped and controlled by McCarthy, goes to the floor. And so did Rashonda Jones, and they passed it to each other on the seat of their pants, and Purdue keeps the possession. It's a good hustle by the Boilermakers here early. Both teams scoreless on their openings, scoring salvo, and it's still 0-0 with 9:05 to play first quarter. Collier has it right side. She's going to try to drive. Now loses the handle, gets it back off to Rashonda Jones. Jones lost the handle and turns it over as Rashonda lost her balance, and she gives it up. Purdue's first turnover. Here comes Kelly back the other way for Oregon. Kelly working against McKenna Layden. McKenna cuts her off, throws it back to Che, and now here's Mevious. Mevious to the right side, reverses, gets it back on top to Che. Now left side, here's Deja Kelly. Kelly goes behind the screen, fires from 17, missed the shot, rebound inside by Muhammad. She missed the layup, and the Boilermakers pull down the rebound. Ella Collier back the other way, still scoreless, a minute and a half in. Collier on top to Layden. On the left side now, Destiny Lombard. Lombard working out top. They go inside for the first time to McCarthy. She goes back door to Jones, and they throw it away. Two straight turnovers by Purdue. Here's Mevious back the other way for the Ducks. She's going to take it all the way to the rack, lays it up, missed it, and the rebound, Ella Collier. Collier back the other way. Here comes Jones. Che is back. Jones reverses, now goes with a step through, puts a high shot off the glass with the left, and scores. Rashonda Jones with a circus shot to start this one and get the Boilermakers on top. Katie Gerald's in front of us, slumped her shoulders when the shot went up and just turned around and gave us that sly grin. Here's Scott off a screen, and she nails one from 15 feet to tie the game at two. Now both teams have scored here with 2 minutes and 15 seconds gone. They're going to come with a 1-2-2 press here. Jones in the backcourt, and she threw it right away. Jones with a turnover. That's the third Purdue turnover. And here comes Kelly the other way to Peyton Scott. Scott drives baseline, wraparound pass to Mevious. Mevious has an open three. That's going to be way off to the left, and the rebound is tipped, and Muhammad saves it in bounds, but right to McKenna Layden. So Oregon so far, 1-for-6 from the field as Lombard tracks one down in the corner, throws it back on top to Layden. She fires a three. No. Rebound pulled down by Che, and now here comes Deja Kelly the other way. Both teams cold to start this one. We're tied at two. Kelly lost the dribble, got it back, puts up a short bank shot that's no good, and the rebound is off of Muhammad and picked up by Lana McCarthy. A little bit sloppy basketball on both offensive ends, and now we've got a whistle and a timeout called by Purdue. I think Destiny Lombard was a little injured. And now, are they going to call an official timeout here, or is it going to be a Purdue timeout? It will be an official timeout. So we got a timeout on the floor with 6:59 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at two, and this is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Here's Jones on top to Sophie Swanson. Swanson tracks the ball down in the corner, gets it down low to McCarthy. McCarthy working against Che, back to Swanson, now back to Jones, and now Swanson fires a three. It's short, and the rebound is tipped and controlled by McKenna Layden. Good offensive board, and then the ball goes off her foot and out of bounds. So they're probably going to give McKenna an offensive rebound and a turnover, and that would be Purdue's fourth of the basketball game. Rashonda Jones will pick up some full-court pressure on Mevious. Still tied at two with 6:30 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Mevious with the dribble. They go inside to Che. Che on the right side. She's double-teamed by Collier and McCarthy. Purdue wanted to travel as Kelly's got it now behind the three-point line. She's working out there against Collier. They go down to Muhammad. Muhammad double-teamed, and she is going to be... She's going to get the basket? No, an offensive foul on Muhammad. Couldn't tell. One official underneath called the charge. And so Muhammad is called for the personal foul, and that is Oregon's first turnover. And we're still tied at two with 6:15 to play in the first quarter. Rashonda Jones will bring it back into the front court. McCarthy comes out at the top of the three-point line. Collier as well. They throw right side to Sophie Swanson. Swanson working out there. Back on top to Rashonda. Jones now back on the right side here. Swanson for a three. Got it. Sophie Swanson with the triple from the right wing. Set play there for Sophie, and she's on the board here. 5-2, Purdue on top as Kelly comes the other way. Kelly off to Scott. Scott gets a screen from Muhammad, takes it left. Still with the dribble. Now throws to the free throw line to Che. Che back right side to Kelly. Kelly guarded out there by Layden. Kelly puts it on the deck, drives, stops at the free throw line, backs it out. Now fires a 15-footer, left it short. Rebound is tipped and controlled by McKenna Layden, who took it away from Che. McKenna looking for some help to bring it up the floor, and instead she'll bring it in the front court herself. 5:18 to play opening quarter. Purdue with a 5-2 lead. Oregon starting just 1 of 8 from the field. Here's Layden with it. McKenna off to Lana McCarthy. Now Swanson. Sophie comes around a screen picked up there by Scott. Now McCarthy with 8 on the shot clock. They throw to Swanson. Swanson's 15-foot jumper is good. She got the roll. Sophie Swanson has scored 5 here in the opening quarter, and it's a 7-2 Boilermaker lead with 4:55 to play. Back the other way is Peyton Scott. Scott around a screen. She'll pull up for a jumper. That's good. Scott has hit both field goals from mid-range, and Oregon back within 3 at 7-4. Rashonda Jones to McKenna Layden. Again, Oregon coming with pressure. Cross-court pass to Collier. Ella gets it in the front court. Now back to Layden. Again, McKenna with her first start here tonight. She's got the ball. Top of the circle to Jones. Jones fires a 3. Off the glass, rim, and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Scott. Almost banked that one in from straight on. Scott the other way for the Ducks. Threw a double team to Mevius. Back on top, Che between the rings. Che holds it out there. Now Mevius. Couple of substitutions ready to check in as Mevius fires a 3 and airballs it. You can see this team does not have a very good 3-point shot, at least early on in this one. They are 0-for-3. They're going to bring Che out, and that means that Purdue will immediately counter by bringing Lana McCarthy out and bringing Kendall Puryear in the game. See, now you've got Collier, Layden, Jones, Puryear, and Swanson. Oregon also with a substitution. They bring in Nani Falatea. She is a transfer from BYU. Here's Rashonda Jones with it. Jones on the offensive end. Elbow jumper on the way. Good. Rashonda Jones from the right elbow gets her second field goal. Jones and Swanson have done all of Purdue's scoring, and the Boilermakers again lead by 5 at 9-4. Here's Scott on the left sideline for Oregon. They're dressed in yellow, shooting to our right. Scott drives to the basket, goes all the way through, misses the running layup. 3 Boilermakers on the ball, and finally they get a tie-up. It's going to be Oregon basketball in the alternate possession. You had 3 Boilermakers there, and none of them could grab it. And unfortunately, Purdue will have to get the tie-up. Also in the game, by the way, for Oregon is Sarah Rambus. She is a 6'3 sophomore. And now Amaya Reynolds will check in for the first time for Purdue. So both teams shuffling some players here midway through the first quarter, which has 3:34 to play. Boilermakers on top here, 9-4. Mevius on the baseline. Looking, finally beats the 5 count into Scott. Peyton Scott has scored all 4 of Oregon's points. She'll fire a 3-pointer here. That's way off. And the rebound, Sophie Swanson in traffic. Off to Amaya Reynolds. Reynolds brings it in the front court to our left. And again, the Boilermakers in their road black jerseys tonight. Jones driving around the basket and lost the ball out of bounds. Rashonda tried that wraparound, and that's Purdue's 5th turnover. She dribbled out of bounds, and that'll bring Destiny Lombard back in the lineup after the next dead ball. As Mevius brings it in the front court. So 5 turnovers for Purdue here in the first quarter. They lead it 9-4. Here's a 15-foot shot by Rambus. It's no good. Rebound in traffic, and Scott is fouled. She went up between 3 Boilermakers, and they're going to get Sophie Swanson with the personal. That's Purdue's first foul of the game. Lombard in for Purdue, and entering for Oregon for the first time is Sophia Bell. She is a McDonald's All-American, a sophomore from a nearby Portland. Her dad played basketball at Oregon. She's averaging about 4 points a game. Falatea comes off a screen, drives baseline. Now Reagan Bass cuts her off. Bass in for the first time. They lob it down low. Here's a reverse layup, and that's good. And that was Muhammad on the reverse. So good movement there, and Oregon gets a layup underneath, and they cut the lead to 3 at 9-6. Amaya Reynolds trying to pass it over the press and threw it away. Back the other way is Bell in the corner now. A 3-pointer by Falatea is good, and we're tied at 9. So the Boilermakers' turnover there cost them a 3-point basket, and Oregon on a quick 5-0 run has tied the game at 9. Purdue with 6 first-quarter turnovers. In the front court, Reagan Bass double-team gets it off to Puryear. Now Reynolds on the left side to Destiny Lombard. 2:23 to play in the first quarter. We're all even at 9. Reynolds on the right side to Sophie Swanson. Back to Reynolds on top. Reynolds drives it left this time to Lombard. Now back to Amaya. She drives left baseline. Wraparound pass in the corner to Sophie, and she dropped the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for Purdue, and we're still 2:11 to play in the first quarter. Mentioned it at the top, Oregon has forced more turnovers than their opponents in 12 straight games, and the Boilermakers have got to cut down on the turnovers to give themselves a chance tonight. They're tied at 9, but Oregon's on a 5-0 run as Scott brings it in the front court. Off to Muhammad, now back on top. That's Rambus with it. Bell behind a screen, fires a 3. That's no good, but the long rebound off to Muhammad. Now they go back on the left side to Falatea. Falatea drives, puts up the shot and scores. Nani Falatea gives Oregon the lead as the Ducks are on a 7-0 run. They lead it 11-9. Here's Bass, bounce pass to Reynolds. Reynolds almost muscled off the ball, but gets it through to Destiny Lombard. Now they lob it down low to Puryear. Puryear in the post, double team, trying to fight through it. Bass was open, but they couldn't find her, and they get a 3-second violation. When Puryear was double-teamed, Bass broke open, but Kendall couldn't find her, and Purdue turns it over for the 8th time. Collier and Jones back in, and also McKenna Layden will check back in. Let's see who's going to stay on the floor for Purdue. We got some confusion here. Boilermakers right now with 7 players on the floor. All right, so now it's Jones, Puryear, Collier, Layden, and Swanson. But Oregon on a 7-0 run. The Boilermakers have turned the ball over 4 times in the last 2.5 minutes and 8 times for the quarter. And they trail here 11-9. Scott in the front court to Falatea. Falatea off a screen by Muhammad. Now they throw back in the other side to Bell. Bell fires an open 3. No. Weak side rebound by Rashonda Jones. Jones with the dribble as Purdue tries to take the lead or at least tie it up on this possession. Here's Swanson. Middle of the floor to Layden. Back off to Jones. Now McKenna has it with a minute to play in the first quarter. Rashonda off a screen by Puryear. Again, a wraparound dribble, reverse layup. She missed it. Kendall Puryear gets the weak side rebound, lays it up. No good. Got her own rebound, lays it up, and scores. Kendall Puryear on the 3rd try on that possession for Purdue. Ties the game at 11. And that snaps a 3-minute scoring drought. 44 seconds to play in the quarter. We're all even 11 apiece as Scott has it for the Ducks. Scott off a screen. Mid-range jumper again is good. Peyton Scott has hit 3 of those here in the first quarter, and Oregon retakes the lead at 13-11. Ducks with pressure, and that ball is kicked in the backcourt by Sophia Bell. Ari Long is going to check in for Washington. The shot clock should be at 20, I believe. Depends on how much time was on the shot clock when the ball was kicked. We have 29 seconds to play in the quarter. Oregon with a 13-11 lead, and the Boilermakers are shooting 5 of 11 from the field. The big stat has been, again, the turnovers. 8 turnovers have led to 7 of Oregon's 13 points. Now we're having a conversation here at the table, trying to figure out how much time on the shot clock. They're looking, going back to see how much time was on the clock when the ball... Well, it's going to take a few minutes, apparently. Kelly Graves, the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, was the 8-time WCC Coach of the Year when he was at Gonzaga. The Boilermakers played Gonzaga twice when he was the coach and won both times, both in Spokane and then back in West Lafayette. But again, this is the first time that Purdue and Oregon have played. Give you a quick update as we're waiting here on the other scores in the Big Ten. Two games final now. Michigan over Washington, 82-69. And Michigan State was challenged but beat Rutgers in New Jersey 70-60. All right, shot clock is at 24. Game clock is at 29. And Purdue with the ball in the front court, trailing here by 2. Oregon playing a 2-3 zone. Maybe even a 3-2. As they've got Falatea on the wing trying to shade that way against Sophie Swanson. Here's Collier with it, 10 on the shot clock. Swanson off to Jones. Jones working against Falatea. Layden comes to set a screen. They throw in the corner. This is Collier off to Swanson. Sophie with 2 on the shot clock, and they're not going to get a shot away. Shot clock violation by the Boilermakers. And so Oregon will have it with 4.2 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And that is a turnover, and that is 9 in the first quarter. Bonna McCarthy's going to check in for Purdue. Swanson is out. Puryear checks out. Purdue has fouled again. Each team has only had 1 foul here in the first quarter. Oregon with 4 seconds to get the ball up the floor. Here's Scott, and Scott, they tried to foul her, and then they foul her on a 3-point shot. Destiny tried to foul her in the backcourt, and they got the ball in the front court. And they were going to review it, but I think that foul was before the shot, and I think they're going to get 3 shots out of this. That's exact. Destiny Lombard tried to foul in the backcourt, and Chuck Gonzalez didn't blow the whistle. And then when she fouled again, it looked like they were in the shooting motion. So if that's the case, Oregon's going to get three foul shots here at the end of the quarter. And that's exactly what they're going to call. And they're going to put some time back. I think they're going to put some time back on the clock. So 1.1 seconds, and it's a three-shot foul for Peyton Scott. And she's an 85% foul shooter. She has scored six. Falatea has scored five. Katie Gerrards is not happy about the foul call. I think probably, the discouraging thing there is not getting the foul call in the backcourt when Purdue tried to take it. Scott's first one is good. Popped around, but went, fell through, and that's 7 points for her. So now it's 14-11 Oregon. They've still got two shots to go. These are the first free throws of the game. Second one is no good. So again, an 85% foul shooter hitting one of two so far. And one more to go. 14-11, Oregon on top. 1.1 seconds to play in the first quarter. Third shot by Scott is good. And they get the ball inbounds, and Jones fires from three-quarter court, and it's well short, and that will end our first quarter of play. So after one here in Eugene, it is Oregon 15, Purdue 11. Purdue's got to take better care of the ball. This is a very winnable basketball game for the Boilermakers, as Oregon brings in Ari Long. She's out there along with Rambus, Che, Scott, and Falatea. The Boilermakers with Layden, Lombard, McCarthy, Collier, and Jones. Destiny Lombard gets it off top to Ella Collier. Now go down low to McCarthy. McCarthy working in the post against Che. Tries to go up and under, and she's walled off, so she gets it back to Jones. Now off to Layden. She fires a three. Got it! McKenna Layden with the triple. Purdue back within one. McKenna getting her first start, gets her first field goal tonight. She came in shooting 38% from three-point range. 15-14, Oregon on top by one. Falatea on the offensive end. Off to Long. Ari Long started at Washington. She fires a three, missed everything, and Jones pulls down the rebound. Oregon now 1 of 8 from three-point range. Here's Lombard in the front court for the Boilermakers. Lombard pulls up, had the ball stripped away. It goes right to McCarthy, and then she had the ball stripped away for Purdue's 10th turnover. Falatea on the left side to Scott. Scott back off to Falatea. Now they go down low. This is Rambus working against Collier. She spins baseline, misses the shot, and a late foul is called on Ella Collier. Ella picks up the personal. I think that's one of those, if ball goes in the basket, they may not blow the whistle. Ball didn't go in the basket, they blow the whistle. So Oregon will shoot two free throws. Deja Kelly, who had been taking a break, comes in replacing Peyton Scott. And now Eliza Mevius back in for Oregon. She's from Germany. She replaces Ari Long. So two shots coming for Sarah Rambus. She had 4 points in 11 minutes in their loss against Ohio State on Sunday. Averaging about 4.5 points a game, and she hits the first free throw. So Rambus has her first point. Oregon, by the way, leads the Big Ten in scoring off the bench, 29 points a game off the bench. So it's a very deep team that Kelly Graves has as Rambus hits both free throws. Rambus, one of those players that they can put in to score 4, 5, 6 points a game. Ducks back on top by three at 17-14. Collier picks up the dribble, gets it to Layden. McKenna's got to get it in the front court. Lobs the pass, and it's picked up by Collier. Collier tips to Jones. Now Lombard's got it. Back on top to Jones. And now Layden goes inside. Nice pass to McCarthy, and Lana blew the layup. Just blew the layup, and here comes Oregon the other way as Mevius comes into the front court. I think Lana rushed it a little bit knowing that Che was there, but she had a clear path to the basket. Here's Kelly with it. Out top to Mevius. Mevius working against Lombard. Mevius to Che. Now left side Falatea. She fires a three. Got it. Nani Falatea has hit 2 3-pointers here in the first half. She has 39% from the field coming in from three-point range. And Oregon has its biggest lead here at 20-14. And there's another turnover. Rashonda Jones has the ball tipped away from behind. That's 11 for Purdue in the first half. Kelly throws inside, and Rambus is fouled by McKenna Layden. This one's starting to get away, and it's getting away because the Boilermakers are giving away possessions. 11 turnovers have led to 11 Oregon points. As Muhammad checks in, replacing Che. Che, again, not back in full shape. She had knee surgery in the offseason. She has to play in bursts. And that immediately brings Kendall Puryear off the Boilermakers bench, replacing Lana McCarthy. Mevius to inbound, and she lobs it in high to Kelly. Kelly off a screen from Muhammad. And now we've got a whistle away from the ball. We're getting another foul against Purdue. This one will be against Ella Collier. Collier called away from the wall, and that's Ellis' second personal, third team foul against Purdue with 8:05, and that's going to bring Reagan Bass into the Boilermaker lineup, replacing Collier. So you only have Perrier, Jones, Lombard, Bass, and Layden. Mevious to inbound with 8:05 to play in the half. They get it into Rambus. Muhammad camped out in the lane as Rambus misses the shot, and the rebound pulled down by Rashunda Jones. On the right side, here's Lombard. Lombard lobs in, and she threw it away. Lombard tried to hit Perrier, and now Perrier and Rambus are tied up, and there's a whistle. And let's see what the officials are going to call. They're going to call Kendall Perrier, and they're going to call Rambus. They're going to be a double foul. So Perrier picks up one, and Rambus picks up one. The problem for Purdue, that is the fourth team foul here in the second quarter, and that means that the Ducks will be shooting the bonus here, the final 7:50. Mevious in the front court for the Oregon Ducks. On the right side. Now they throw it back on top. Near steal by Jones as Mevious is able to get the ball. Now Falatea. She's got a couple of three-pointers in this one. She takes it to the right corner. Back on top, here's Mevious. Mevious has the ball tipped away by Jones, and Rashunda comes up with a steal. Should have been a foul call on Mevious as Jones brings it back the other way. Jones throws on the right side here. Swanson for three. In and out, no good. And the long rebound comes off to Rashunda Jones, and she has run over. And I don't know if that was friendly fire, but Jones is down on the floor. Rashunda's down on the floor. Here's Falatea with a three. It's no good. Rebound by Muhammad, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Muhammad. And now they contend to Rashunda Jones, who's still down on all fours on the Purdue end of the floor. I don't know if it was Kendall Perrier that got her on friendly fire or if it was an Oregon player. But Rashunda Jones is face first down on the floor, down to our left, with 7:11 to play here in the first half. Alexis Whitfield is going to check in for the Ducks. That was the second foul on Amina Muhammad, and that's both on the offensive end. And I don't know if there's any blood coming from Rashunda. They're checking her face. She's wiping her face with a towel right now. Amaya Reynolds will check back in for Purdue. The Boilermakers trailing by six here with 7:11 to play in the first half, and you really feel like the whole difference in this game is the turnovers. Oregon only has three, Purdue has 12, and the points off turnovers 11-3 in favor of the Ducks, and that's more than enough right now for the difference in the game. See, we're going to take a media timeout or what we're going to do. Nope. Finally, Rashunda's able to. Jessica Lipset helps her off to the sideline here. And Purdue has not scored in the last 2.5 minutes. And the problem, the turnovers, three of them in that time period. Amaya Reynolds picked up in the backcourt by Mevious. Oregon has pressed a couple of times, but they've been able to turn over Purdue in both the full court and in the half court. Reynolds has it on the right sideline right now, on top to Perrier. Kendall throws left side to Lombard. Lombard working out there against Mevious. Shot clock is at 13. Here's McKenna Layden out near midcourt to Reynolds. Now the shot clock is under 10. Perrier comes out to set a screen. Reynolds drives the baseline, and she was fouled. Cut off and fouled by Rambus. Sarah Rambus picks up her second. Team foul number three against Oregon here in the quarter. Purdue has not been to the foul line yet. Oregon 4 of 5 from the stripe. It'll bring Sophia Bell back in for the Ducks. And they'll bring Rambus out with those two fouls. So Purdue with a basketball with 20 seconds to shoot. On the baseline to our left, Reynolds gets in and bounce to Lombard. Lombard with a pump fake. She drives, goes up with a floater, and couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Bass, and she missed the reload, and then a foul is called. And the foul will be called against Deja Kelly, and I think that'll be a shooting foul, and these will be the first free throws for the Boilermakers so far tonight. Deja Kelly with her first. Now both teams will be over the limit with 6:41 to play in the second quarter. Reagan Bass to shoot a pair. Well, this has been Purdue's Achilles heel. The second quarter, the Boilermakers are minus 74 on the season. It's been their worst quarter. Right now, they're trailing 5-3 in the quarter and make it 5-4 as Bass hits her first free throw. Reagan, 80% from the line. First time this season she's come off the bench, and she brings the Boilermakers within 5 at 20-15. Bass free throw line left. Second one is up, and that one's good. So Reagan brings the Boilermakers within 4. Now Purdue's going to come with some full court pressure. Here's Whitfield to Mevious. Now Deja Kelly into the front court. She'll work out there on top against Layden. Comes off a screen. Almost lost her balance. Goes all the way through, and Layden blocked her shot. McKenna with the block shot comes down with the rebound. off to Amaya Reynolds. Good defensive job there by McKenna Layden. Here's Reynolds with it. Off to McKenna. McKenna between the rings. Back on the Reynolds on the right side. Puryear comes out to set a ball screen. Reynolds had the ball stripped away and stolen. Another turnover by Purdue. That's number 13. And now Mevius goes down. She's hurt near midcourt. And now the ball is tipped away, and now they're going to stop the game. Now, they should have stopped the game when Oregon had the basketball. And instead, they stopped it when Purdue was going to start a fast break. Either way, it's going to be it'll be Purdue basketball, but the Boilermakers were going to have an opportunity there maybe to have a run out as Mevius is down in the court. It looks like maybe an ankle that they're dealing with. She's on her back. So we've had a couple of stoppages for play, and Mevius not able to put any weight right now on her right leg. Kelly Graves and one of the trainers coming out to help her. She hops off to the sideline on her left foot all by herself. No teammates coming out to help her. So 6:01 to play, and now we're going to get both teams back on the floor. This is not a timeout. So both teams will come back out. Not very quickly, I'll add. 6:01 to play. And the Boilermakers down by 4 and with the basketball. So it's a 5-5 tie here in this quarter. But the big key, again, for the Boilermakers, take care of the ball. 13 turnovers, leading to 11 Oregon points. Here's Reynolds. And Reynolds will walk it up against Mevius. Amaya dribbling out near midcourt, throws it off to Layden on the right sideline. McKenna working out there against Deja Kelly. Throws it cross court. This is Lombard with it. Lombard looking inside. Now she throws back off to Layden. Layden on the right side, back on top. Pass is tipped out near midcourt. Bass picks it up. It produces down to 7 on the shot clock. And then Reynolds has the ball tipped away and stolen. Here's Peyton Scott with a breakaway at the other end, and she scores. The turnovers are just killing the Boilermakers tonight. That is 14 in the first half. Here's Bass with it. Lead back up to 6. Puryear down low. Puryear in the paint. Goes up. Goes through the contact. No foul called. Missed the shot. Mevius with the rebound for Oregon. Off to Scott. Ducks can take their largest lead this time down. They're up right now by 6. Scott in the front court. Scott off a screen. Gets it back to Kelly. Kelly cross-court pass. This is Bell. Bell working out there against Bass. Bell takes it to the right baseline. Stops. Throws it inside to Che. Che working in the post against Puryear. Che up with the left hand, gets the roll. Filipina Che with her first field goal, and Oregon has taken an 8-point lead here at 24-16. Destiny Lombard back the other way for Purdue, off to Layden. Layden hands it off, and now we get a foul called on Mevius, and that will take us to an official timeout. And Purdue will be at the free throw line when we come back. That's the fifth team foul on the Ducks here in the second quarter. We have 4:43 to play in the first half. It's Oregon 24, Purdue 16. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Well, they're going to get some free throws here. And let's see who goes to the foul line. It looks like it'll be Amaya Reynolds. Amaya on the season has had very limited free throw opportunities. She is at 50%, shooting a pair here, and her first one is good. So Amaya gets her first point of the night, brings the Boilermakers within 7. You've got McKenna Layden, Reagan Bass, Amaya Reynolds, Ella Collier, and Lana McCarthy as Reynolds hits both free throws. And now they'll bring Amaya out, and Rashunda Jones will check back in. Ella Collier on the Boilermaker bench with 2 fouls here in the first half. Sophia Bell is back in the game for Oregon. She's got the ball in the front court, tipped away, and Jones comes up with a steal and gets it back off to McCarthy. So the fourth turnover by Oregon, and here comes Purdue trailing by 6 with a chance to cut even closer. Bounce pass on the left elbow. This is Layden. Layden with a couple of dribbles against Scott. Gives it off to Rashunda Jones. Rashunda looking out high against Scott. Shot clock at 12. They want McCarthy to come out and set a ball screen. Now Jones spinning off that ball screen. Still with the dribble. Throws back on the left side to Layden. Tried to throw it inside to McCarthy and threw it out of bounds. Bad pass there by McKenna Layden is Purdue's 15th turnover of the first half. With 4:10 to play. The lead stays at 6, 24-18. Deja Kelly back the other way for the Ducks. Che comes out to set a screen. Kelly, cross-court pass, Scott. Scott on the left sideline working there against Rashunda Jones. Now Che in the middle. Che back off. This is Ari Long with it. Long picks up her dribble inside. Back off to Kelly. Shot clock is at 7. Kelly off a screen. Drives to the left side. Puts up a scoop shot that's no good. And the rebound pulled down by McKenna Layden. Layden with her 5th rebound here of the half gets it off to Rashunda Jones. Jones has a step. Jones goes up with a shot and missed it, but draws the foul on Peyton Scott. So the Boilermakers will go back to the free throw line with a chance to crawl a little bit closer here with 3:37 to play in the first half. Rashonda Jones, one of Purdue's best free throw shooters, 85% on the season, and she'll have two opportunities here. Boilermakers 4-for-4 from the line. Oregon so far is 4-of-5. And Rashonda's first free throw is up and no good. So she has 4 points, all of them coming in the first quarter. She had 11 points and 3 assists Saturday against Michigan. One more shot coming for the sophomore. And her second shot is good. So Rashonda has her 5th point, and Purdue trails by 5 here at 24-19. In the backcourt, Sophia Bell off to Deja Kelly. Boilermakers still in the game despite the fact they haven't scored a basket in more than 6 minutes. Here's Kelly with it. Cross-court pass to Long. Left sideline now is Jones. Back to Che. And here's Scott with a shot. Scott with a 3-pointer, rims out, no good. And McKenna Layden with another rebound. That's her 6th here in the first half. Rashonda the other way. Jones hesitation dribble. Lost the dribble. It goes out of bounds. And it will be Oregon basketball. 16 Purdue turnovers. And for Rashonda Jones, that is her, let's see, that'll be number 5 on Rashonda. She has had 5 of Purdue's 16 turnovers. Deja Kelly back the other way for the Ducks. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Good. That's a 2-point free throw for Deja Kelly, her first basket of the night. And the Ducks push the lead up to 26-19. Purdue approaching 7 minutes without a field goal. They're just 1-of-5 from the field here in the second quarter. Jones out near midcourt. Bounce pass off to McCarthy. McCarthy, one dribble, hands it off to Jones. Jones working against Long. Jones still with the dribble with 7 on the shot clock. Out top, here's Collier. Shot clock is at 3. Collier bump. Collier gets it back inside, threw it away. Turnover, bad pass. Scott coming down against Jones. Scott lays it up, scores, and draws the foul. Turnover that leads to a chance at a 3-point play. And the Boilermakers just not giving themselves an opportunity to win this basketball game. The turnovers are just killing them. Rashonda Jones picks up the foul there, but it was a bad pass that led to it. 17 Boilermaker turnovers have led to 17 Oregon points. And the Ducks lead it by 9 and a chance to make it 10 at the foul line. Purdue this quarter is 1-of-5 from the field with 8 turnovers. For the game, they're 6-of-16 with 17 turnovers. That's their season average. And we still have 2:23 to play in the first half. So Oregon will be at the free throw line when we come back with a chance to finish the 3-point play. Peyton Scott has scored 12 already in this one. The transfer from Miami, Ohio, who has more than 2,000 points. He struggled Sunday, hitting just 2 of 10 from the field against Ohio State. But Scott with a chance here to put the Ducks up by double digits with 2:23 to play in the first half. All right, Scott with the free throw coming. And it's no good. She's missed a couple. And McKenna Layden with another rebound. McKenna with 7 rebounds here in the first half. But the Boilermakers trailing by 9, and they have gone 7 minutes and 20 seconds without a field goal. Here's Jones off to Layden. McKenna on the right side, Sophie Swanson. She fires a deep 3, short. Rebound tipped by Layden, but picked up by Deja Kelly. Kelly coming back the other way for the Ducks from left to right. Kelly with the dribble, drives, stops, dragged her pivot foot, and they do make the call. I thought they were going to let her get away with it. She tried to put the brakes on, but she dragged that left foot, and that's Oregon's 6th turnover of the game. So the Boilermakers down 28-19, trying to draw a little bit closer going into the half here. Purdue this season is 1-8 when it trails at the half. Oregon is 11-0 when it leads at the half. Here's a bounce pass inside. Reagan Bass missed the shot, but she was fouled. And that'll be a 2-shot foul for Reagan Bass as she was hacked by Sophia Bell. So the Boilermakers didn't have any free throw attempts in the first quarter. This will be their 7th and 8th here in the second quarter. Purdue with a chance to draw closer here with a minute 45 to play before halftime. Reagan Bass 2-for-2 from the line so far today. And her free throw is up and good. 28-20, Oregon on top. Second shot by Bass, and that one is rims out, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Che for the Ducks. Last name is spelled K-Y-E-I, but pronounced Che. Scott throws it inside to Che. Che catches and lays it up over Ella Colliard. Mismatched there. Che at 6'8", Ella at 6 feet. She went over the top for the layup, and the Ducks have a 10-point lead here at 30-20 with a minute 25 to play. Sophie Swanson has it left side. Swanson on the baseline, gets it inside to Bass. Bass working against Che in the post. Bass with a scoop shot, can't get it over the rim. Che pulls down the rebound. Deja Kelly back the other way for the Ducks. Kelly working out there against Collier. Kelly pulls up, another free throw line jumper, good. That's twice now that she has pulled up, basically for two-point free throws. Deja Kelly has 4 points here in the quarter, and Oregon has pushed the lead to 12 at 32-20 with under a minute to play. Layden, top of the circle off to Bass. Bass fires a three. Got it. Reagan Bass, who had shot just 20% from three-point range coming in, gets the triple there. She has six in the quarter, and Purdue pulls within nine with 40 seconds to play. Here's Kelly. Kelly off a screen, picked up on a switch by Bass. Now driving baseline is Long. Long cross-court pass to Scott in the corner. This is a three-pointer on the way, and it's good by Sophia Bell. Bell, only a 28% three-point shooter coming in, but she hits the triple there, and Oregon goes back up by 12 here at 35-23. Shot clock is off, and Purdue will play for the final shot. Rashonda Jones dribbling out near midcourt with 10 seconds. Remember, the Boilermakers will get to the free throw line if they're fouled. Down to 5 seconds. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Layden. No good. Bass rebounds, misses the reload. Reloads again, misses the shot, and the rebound pulled down by Bell. And that will end our first half of play in a disappointing 20 minutes for the Boilermakers, who turned the ball over 17 times in the first 20 minutes, and they trail here at the break. It's Oregon 35, Purdue 23.
The train stops at 95.3 Bob FM for Purdue Women's Basketball.
This is Purdue Women's Basketball on 95.3 WBPE Bob FM, Brookston Lafayette. Tim Newton courtside at Matthew Knight Arena in Eugene, Oregon. Roger Forsyth producing tonight as the Boilermakers are trailing here 35-23 to the Oregon Ducks. They've got their starting five on the floor. It's Muhammad, Che, Nevius, Scott, and Kelly. And let's see who the Boilermakers will break the huddle with to start this third quarter play. Layden, Jones, McCarthy, Lombard, and Collier. So both teams going with the starting fives. Oregon is dressed in yellow. The Boilermakers in black. Oregon shooting to our left here in the second half as Mevius takes the inbounds, and the third quarter is underway. Rashonda Jones picks her up at midcourt. Mevius takes it to the left side. Now circles back to the right with a pass to Muhammad. They lob it down low to Che. Che is camped out in the paint, goes up with a right-hand shot and scores. Che scores her third field goal, and now it's a 14-point Oregon lead. Ducks come out with a 1-2-2 press. Rashonda Jones cross-court to Layden. Layden throws cross-court now to Collier. Back off to Jones. Now Layden's got it. Layden had a quick three-pointer, passed it up. Now Collier throws to a cutting McCarthy. McCarthy double-teamed in the post off to Collier. Now Jones has it with 10 on the shot clock. Lombard throws left side to Layden for three. It's off the back iron, no good, and we've got a rebounding foul. Will be called against the Ducks. And they're going to get Amina Muhammad with her third personal. She picked up two offensive fouls in the first half and picks up her third here early in the third quarter. 9:20 to play in the third. Purdue trailing by 14. Oregon's biggest lead so far. Here's Lombard driving back to Layden. Now Lombard lobs it down low to McCarthy. McCarthy in the post. McCarthy fakes a handoff. Throws on the right side to Layden. Now back inside to McCarthy. Lana trying to drive on Che. Goes around. A reverse layup is good. That's a nice move by Lana McCarthy for her first field goal. Back the other way is Scott. Peyton Scott. Boilermakers within 12. Here's Che. Che lobs it into Muhammad, who catches in a double team. Throws it back on top to Che, and she traveled with it. She jumped, popped a little bit before she put the ball on the floor, and that's the seventh Oregon turnover. So the Boilermakers trailing by 12 here with 8:51 to play in the third quarter, bringing it up from left to right. And it's Rashonda Jones to work against Mevius. Rashonda, bounce pass off to Collier. Ella didn't take a shot in the first half. She dribbles once, hands it off to Jones. Jones around the perimeter. Layden fires a three. Back iron, no. Rebound pulled down by Scott. Boilermakers are now 3 of 12 from three-point range. Here's Kelly with it. Kelly the other way to Scott. Hands it off to Mevius. Che hands back to Mevius. Mevius stops, pulls up for a short jumper, and misses. Rebound, Muhammad fighting for it with McCarthy. It's a jump ball, and the possession arrow favors Purdue. So Lana McCarthy will get credit for her fourth rebound. And again, the Boilermakers can cut it to 10 or 9 with a three-pointer this time down. 37-25, Ducks on top with 8:15 to play in the third quarter. Cross-court pass, Collier takes it on the run. Ella driving through. Ella bounce pass to McCarthy. Short jumper up, good. McCarthy on the feed from Ella Collier makes it a 10-point game. Lana has scored all four of Purdue's points here in the third. Here's Peyton Scott the other way for the Ducks. Scott had 12 points to lead Oregon in the first half. And now we've got an offensive foul and a moving screen. They're going to call Peyton Scott. And that's her second. And so now the Boilermakers can pull within single digits on this trip down the floor. Ella Collier will get the ball in the front court to McKenna. Now they hand it off to Rashunda Jones. Katie Gerald's directing traffic on the offensive end. McCarthy comes up to the free throw line. Now she switches spots with Collier. As Jones still has the dribble, they throw to Collier on the right side. Collier picked up by Mevius. Collier throws back off to Jones. Rashunda drives baseline. Rashunda wraps around the basket, still has the dribble on top, but they're down to 5 on the shot clock. Rashunda with 4 on the shot clock. Rashunda fakes, drives, goes up for the layup and scores. Nicely done by Rashunda Jones. Ran the shot clock all the way down and laid it up. And Purdue within 8 now at 37-29. Boilermakers are on a 6-0 run. Here's Deja Kelly in the front court for the Ducks. They drew Che away from the basket, and Jones just blew by her for the layup. There's a lob down to Che. She's double-teamed, and we got a travel call on Che. And that's the 9th Oregon turnover. Funny how things happen when you turn the ball over. Oregon's finding out here in the second half so far. Here's Collier the other way. Off to Jones. Boilermakers down 8 with a chance to draw closer here. We still have 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Jones with a bounce pass to Layden. McKenna, one dribble handoff back to Jones. Rashunda cross-court pass to Collier. She fires a 3. Too strong. Rebound Deja Kelly. Kelly coming down the middle of the floor, throws left side in the corner. Now Mevius faked the 3. She drives. Mevius with a pull-up jumper. No, and we got a foul call. They're going to call a foul on Mevius on the shot on Lana McCarthy. And it'll be a 2-shot foul. That is Lana McCarthy's first. And that'll bring Sophie Swanson into the Purdue lineup. Sophie scored 5 points early, and she replaces Destiny Lombard. So Mevius will go to the foul line. Eliza Mevius, she has not scored in the game so far, looking for her first point. She's a 83% foul shooter, and she hits the first of 2. So that breaks the Boilermakers 6-0 run and extends the Oregon lead back to 9 at 38-29. Mevius' second shot. That one's good. So Oregon back up by 10 here. And again, the Ducks coming with some full court pressure. McKenna Layden to Sophie Swanson. Quickly up to Rashunda Jones. Jones dribbles through a double team near midcourt. Off to Layden. Now in the corner, here's Collier. Collier back off to Layden. They throw it down low to McCarthy. McCarthy in the post. Working against Che. McCarthy goes up with the left. Missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Che. Lana went up at her, but couldn't get it to go with the left hand. And here's Kelly the other way for the Ducks. 6:10 to play in the third quarter. Boilermakers down 10. Kelly off a screen. Picked up on a switch by Layden. Still has the basketball. Now we've got a foul called. As Layden tried to fight through the screen, they're going to call McKenna for her second foul. Team foul number 2 against Purdue. So Oregon will inbound with 20 on the shot clock. 6:08 to play in the third. And they get it into Kelly. Kelly gets a screen from Che. She backs it out behind the three-point line. Bounces back to Che. Che double-teamed in the post again. Throws it out to Kelly near midcourt. Shot clock is under 10. Here's Kelly. Kelly working out top against Layden. Still with the dribble. Throws it back off to Mevius. Shot clock at 2. Mevius fires up a desperation 3. Missed it. And the rebound is tipped. It's out of bounds. And who's going to have the basketball? Oregon. The key there was the missed shot by Mevius. Hit the rim and gave the Ducks a chance to get the rebound. It was a desperation heave, but Oregon will get the offensive put back here with 20 on the shot clock. 5:42 to play in the quarter. Mevius inbounds to Scott. Scott working against Swanson. Now Che again double-teamed in the post. Back to Scott. Cross-court pass. Here's Mevius. Mevius working against Layden. Mevius drives. Throws in the corner. Here's Scott. Three-pointer on the way. Hit the side of the backboard. And Layden pulls down the rebound. That is McKenna's 8th rebound tonight. Back the other end, Collier. In the corner, Sophie Swanson. To Collier wasn't looking for it. The ball goes through her hands, but right to McCarthy. Now back to Collier. Purdue will reset with 18 on the shot clock. Rashunda Jones off a screen by McCarthy. Rashunda at the free throw line. Still has the basketball. Fires a 15-footer and banks it home. Rashunda banked one home from the foul line, and the Boilermakers within 10 again at 30, or make it within 8 at 39-31. At the other end, they're going to get a foul on Rashunda Jones as she bumped Mevius coming down. Not, it will not be a shooting foul, but for Rashunda, it will be her second, and it will take us to a media timeout. 4:58 to play here in the third quarter. It is Oregon 39, Purdue 31. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Mevius to inbound here with 24 on the shot clock. And she'll get an inbounds to Kelly. Kelly with a baseline jumper on the way. Good. Deja Kelly hit a couple of free throw line jumpers in the first half. Hits another 15-footer here and pushes the lead back to 10 at 41-31. Rashunda Jones in the backcourt gets it off to Layden. Layden gets it front court now to Collier. Collier in the corner to Sophie Swanson. Swanson tried to throw it inside to McCarthy, but the ball was kicked. So the Boilermakers will keep possession. 20 on the shot clock, 4:39 to play in the quarter. It'll be baseline right for Purdue. Rashunda Jones looks over to see what the play is. She'll inbound the ball. Looking. Goes it out deep, and there's a near steal, and they're going to call a foul on Peyton Scott as she collided with Ella Collier. Scott picks up her third. Crowd doesn't like it, but Scott got there late. First time we've really heard the crowd get exercised. Kelly Graves wants a call for over the back on Collier, but Purdue got the call there. And now that'll be the third on Scott, so she'll have to check out here with 4:38 to play in the third. Collier to inbound from in front of us as Sophia Bell checks in to replace Peyton Scott. Collier looking, finally gets it in bounds to Swanson, right in front of the Purdue bench. Now back off to Collier. They throw the other side to Rashunda Jones. Jones, with 12 to shoot, takes it to the top of the circle. Now Layden fires a three left side. Got it. McKenna Layden with the triple, her second of the game. McKenna with 6 points and 8 rebounds so far, and Purdue pulls within 7 here at 41-34. Here's Mevius back the other way. Mevius off to Bell. Bell picked up on a switch by Collier. Collier tipped the pass, but right back to Bell. Here's Che with it. Back to the basket. Hands it off to Kelly. Kelly, through traffic, throws in the corner to Mevius. Mevius drives. Mevius dumps it down to Che, and she lays it in. Che has 8 points, and it's back to a 9-point game at 43-34. Here's Collier. Off to Layden, and now Collier brings it front court to Swanson. Sophie fires a three, right side, no, off the back iron. Layden tipped the rebound, but Mevius pulls it down for Oregon. Behind the back dribble into the front court, right side to Kelly. Kelly drives, stops. She is double-teamed, gets it out of her hands to Che. Now back to Kelly on the right sideline. Che at the free throw line. And now Kelly takes it back. Mevius with 10 to shoot. Mevius backs out near midcourt. Mevius comes off a screen by Muhammad that was moving. Ball's loose on the floor. There's a tie-up, and the arrow favors Oregon, but they only have 3 seconds on the shot clock. So three to shoot with 3:14 to play in the quarter. Purdue trailing by 9. They've outscored Oregon 11-8 so far here in the third. Here's Mevius. Into Kelly. Kelly jumper left side. Got it. Deja Kelly with a line drive jumper with the shot clock at 1. And it's a 45-34 Oregon lead. Here's Rashunda Jones with it. Jones back out near midcourt. Oregon playing man defense here as Mevius picks her up between the rings. Rashunda still dribbling with it. Shot clock is down to 10. Jones still has the dribble. Shot clock is at 7. Jones stops, throws it inside to McCarthy. McCarthy in the post. McCarthy trying to muscle up against Che, had the shot blocked. Gets it back. That's going to be a shot clock violation. And that will be Purdue's first turnover here of the second half. It comes at the 2:37 mark of the third quarter. 45-34, Ducks on top. But they have hit their last three field goals just as Purdue was making a run. Here's Mevius under pressure. Rashunda Jones could have been called for a reach-in foul, but was not. And Muhammad with a little bit of a moving screen with an elbow. Here's Kelly out to Muhammad. Left side now Bell. Bell back off to Mevius. Mevius gets a step on Jones. Floats it inside to Che, who bobbles it. Gets it under control. Goes up with the left. Scores and draws the foul. Che is really hurting Purdue here in the second half. Lana McCarthy picked up the personal. That's her second. And Filipina Che has scored 10 now in the ballgame. And Oregon pushes the lead back to 13. They can equal their largest lead with a free throw here by Che, who's a 67% foul shooter. She's a lefty from the free throw line, and she misses the shot. Ella Collier pulls down the rebound. 47-34 Oregon. We have 2:09 to play here in the quarter. Sophie Swanson with a runner from the left side gets it to go. The ball hit the back of the rim and hung in there. She's got 7, and Purdue back with an 11. Here's Mevius. Boilermakers need to string together some stops. Here's Kelly for 3, and she hits. Deja Kelly shooting under 14% from three-point range. Hits one with a hand in her face and gives Oregon a 14-point lead at 50-36. Kelly was scoreless in the first quarter. She has scored 11 in the second and third combined. And there's a steal. Rashonda Jones with a bad pass. Mevius coming down in traffic, lays it up and in. And Purdue's going to take a timeout. Those are the turnovers that kill you. Not just the turnover itself, but the turnover that results in a layup. And the Boilermakers will take a timeout here with a minute 30 to play in the third. Our score is Oregon 52, Purdue 36. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. As Collier takes the inbounds, as the Ducks have a 16-point advantage here late in the third quarter. Collier working in the front court against Mevius. Collier picks up her dribble, and her pass is deflected and intercepted. Bad pass by Collier. Turnover goes to Muhammad. That's turnover number 20 for the Boilermakers. And they send to come in clusters, and they've had three quick ones here in the third. Here's Kelly off to Rambus, who fires a long two. It's off the back iron, no good, and Petrie pulls down the rebound. Mari, bounce pass in the front court to Ella Collier. Ella out there guarded by Kelly. Now Layden gets it inside to McCarthy in the post against Rambus. She's walled up, throws left side to Petrie for a three. That's short, and the rebound comes down to Muhammad. Boilermakers 4 of 16 from three-point range. Mevius in transition goes up for the layup and misses, and Ella Collier pulls down the rebound for Purdue. 40 seconds to play in the third. Here's a cross-court pass to Swanson. Now back to Layden. McKenna holding it out there against Kelly. Again, they go inside to McCarthy. She backs down on Rambus and missed the layup. The rebound is pinballed around, and Rambus comes out with it, and then she had the ball tipped away by Swanson. The crowd wanted a foul call. None was called, and Oregon will get the final shot with 20 seconds to play in the third. Lana, a couple times tonight, especially here in the third against the smaller Rambus, has hurried her shot a little bit, and she missed one from in close there. 10 seconds to play in the third. Oregon with a 16-point lead in the basketball. Here's Muhammad with it. Down to 4 seconds. Back off to Bell. Bell with 2 seconds. Bell fires a desperation three. It is no good, and that will end our third quarter of play. So after three here in Eugene, our score is Oregon 52, Purdue 36. This is Boilermaker basketball and the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. 10 minutes to go here. Purdue has the ball to start the fourth quarter, and it's Mari Petrie in the front court to our right. Purdue dressed in black, the Boilermakers shooting to our right, and Oregon in their yellow uniforms with green numbers. They go down low. Here's Kendall Puryear. Puryear in the paint. They're going to call her for an offensive foul. They're going to say that Kendall dipped her shoulder and created contact against Rambus. So that'll be another turnover on the offensive foul by Puryear. That's Kendall's second personal and Purdue's first here in the fourth quarter. 21 turnovers for Purdue, 21 points off those turnovers by Oregon. And they bring the ball in the front court to our left with Mevius. Mevius with a bounce pass to Kelly. Kelly with her back to the basket. Now she pulls up for a jumper and hits. Boy, Deja Kelly has really hurt Purdue here in the second half, and it's been that mid-range jumper. 13 points now for Kelly, and they stretch the lead to 18 at 54-36. Here's Amaya Reynolds off to Petrie. Petrie in traffic. Throws it back on top to Lombard. It's off her hands. It's going to go back court. She saves it. No, she didn't save it. And it's a good thing, because if she does save it, it's a layup for Peyton Scott. 22 turnovers now for the Boilermakers. You got Petrie, Lombard, Puryear, Bass, and Reynolds for the Boilermakers. And Oregon inbounding off to our left. Here's Muhammad off to Mevius. Katie Gerald is just beside herself with the way her team has not been able to execute offensively and take care of the basketball tonight. Here's Kelly. Kelly off a screen. Pull-up jumper again. That one's no good. Weak side rebound is tipped out of bounds by Petrie, so Oregon will keep the possession with 9:04 to play. They lead by 18. This is their biggest lead of the game so far. They've outscored Purdue so far in every quarter. Inbounds play, they go to Rambus, and Rambus is fouled by Petrie. It'll be a shooting foul for Oregon and a chance for them to take a 20-point lead here with 9:03 to go. This Oregon team trying to bounce back after a subpar 23-24 season when they were 11-21, including 2-16 in conference play. McKenna Layden now checks in, replacing Petrie. Sarah Rambis will shoot a pair of free throws for the Ducks. She's a 63% foul shooter, but she hit both of her freebies in the first half. And the first shot is up and good. So Rambis has her third point. At the scorer's table, ready to check in, is Ahis Etute. She's a 6-foot freshman from Luxembourg. And she averages about 4 points a game. Second shot by Rambis is good. So Rambis checks out, and Etute checks in. And the Ducks have pushed the lead to 20 here at 56-36 with just over 9 minutes to play. Bass gets the ball in the front or the backcourt to Reynolds. Again, Oregon with that 1-2-1-1 now, full court pressure. Reynolds gets it in the front court to Lombard. Cross court pass to Bass. Reagan with a jumper on the way left side, short. Rebound fought for, and McKenna Layden tracks it down for her ninth rebound. Layden picks up the dribble, throws to Puryear. Puryear is double-teamed, got to get rid of the ball, and throws it to a cutting Lombard for the layup. Good. Good recognition there by Puryear to find Lombard, and that's Destiny Lombard's first points of the game. Comes with 8.5 minutes to play and brings Purdue within 56-38. Peyton Scott on the wing, back on top to Etute. Now here's Rambis. The ball goes through her hands for a turnover. That's the 10th for the Ducks. And here comes Bass in the front court, hands it off to Reynolds. And now Amaya will run the half-court set. Boilermakers need a lot of points in a hurry. Here's Bass with it. And Bass's pass almost intercepted. Layden to Lombard. Lombard gets a step, drives, goes to the basket, and lays it up and in. So Destiny Lombard with back-to-back field goals here in the fourth quarter. Purdue trailing now 56-40, and Oregon's going to take a timeout. All right, it'll be Etute inbounding the ball here to Kelly as we're back underway with under 8 minutes to play. 56-40, Oregon on top. Long hands it off to Kelly. Kelly, another fadeaway jumper left side, good. Deja Kelly has scored 15, and that mid-range jumper has been deadly for her tonight. 7 of 14 from the field, but after a slow start, she has really warmed up offensively. 58-40, the Ducks on top. Here's Rashunda Jones in the front court. Both Puryear and McCarthy on the floor for Purdue. Jones still has it, off to McKenna Layden. Layden off a screen from Puryear. McKenna picks up the dribble, throws to Jones. Shot clock is at 6. Jones is going to have to fire. Long jumper, good. Rashunda Jones is in double figures with 11 points. And the Boilermakers again within 16 at 58-42, but running out of time here with 7:08 to play. Deja Kelly in the front court. Off to Peyton Scott. Scott pulls up for a short jumper left side. That one rims out, no good. Rebound on the weak side is pulled down by Jones. Boilermakers have out-rebounded Washington, Oregon 30-23, but they trail on the scoreboard here 58-42. Jones with the dribble. Long forces her out near midcourt. Oh, McCarthy comes out to set a big screen, and that allowed Rashunda to hit a 15-footer. I don't know who got screened there, but they better check their teeth as Lana McCarthy came out and set a really solid screen. Deja Kelly at the other end. Purdue within 14 with 6:28 to play. They lob it into Etute. Her shot is no good, but she was fouled by Kendall Puryear. So Kendall picks up her third personal. Team foul number 3 against Purdue. Che comes back in, replacing Rambis, and it'll be a shooting foul for Ahis Etute, an 82% foul shooter. Oregon on the season, though, just 68% from the line. So far tonight, they are 8 of 11 for 73%. Kendall Puryear checks out. Ella Collier in. You got Layden out there with Lombard, Collier, Jones, as the first free throw is no good. And I'm trying to find the last player. I'll let you know. I think it's McCarthy. It is McCarthy. Second shot on the way by Etute, and that one bounces around and falls. So the first point for Ahis Etute, the freshman from Luxembourg, and it is 59-44. Oregon by 15 with 6:20 to play. The chant of defense goes up from the Oregon crowd as Collier passes back out to Jones. Jones with a couple of dribbles to the left side. On the left wing now, here's Collier down low to McCarthy. McCarthy dribbles out toward the wing, throws back to Layden for 3. That's off the back iron, no good, and the rebound tracked down by Etute. Back the other way is Deja Kelly. Kelly behind the three-point line, around the perimeter to Long. Long hands it back off to Scott. Peyton Scott to Watute. Pass tipped by Layden, but picked up by Kelly. Kelly off a screen. Kelly throws it inside to Watute, and her layup is no good. Rebound on a weak side to Che, and Che lays it in. Che with the offensive rebound. The Boilermakers had to rotate there and help defensively, and it left him in bad rebounding position. Che was able to clean up, and she's got 12. 61-44 Oregon, 5:28 to play. Lombard gets a screen from McCarthy. Now McCarthy fires a 12-footer that's no good, and Watute pulls down the rebound. Back the other way is Long. Long picked up in the front court by Jones. Now Long throws on the right side to Kelly. Kelly's going to fire a three over Layden, misses it, and the weak side rebound pulled down by McCarthy. Boilermakers down here by 17. After 17 turnovers in the first half, just five here in the second, as Jones pulls up for a 17-footer and hits again. Rashonda Jones has scored 15 points, and six of them here in the fourth quarter. Again, Purdue's got to string together some stops here to have a chance. Trailing by 15 with 4:43 to play. Watute, top of the circle, hands back to Scott. Scott gets a screen from Watute. Right side jumper by Kelly, or by Scott, that is no good. Long rebound, and Watute beat everybody to the basketball and gets it for Oregon. Now back out to Kelly. They reset the shot clock. It's now at 14, 4:25 to play. Here's Kelly. Deja Kelly this time is going to go left behind the screen from Che. Kelly picks up the dribble, throws back on top, pass is deflected into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds, and it doesn't matter who the ball is off because it's a shot clock violation. The shot clock is at zero. So that'll be a turnover for the Ducks. It'll be their 11th of the game. Chuck Gonzalez says with the shot clock, they're going to bring the ball in the front court here. So they're going to inbound it right in front of the Purdue bench. Boilermakers down 15 with 4:12 to play. Ella Collier will inbound. We've already had Kelly Graves took a timeout here early in the fourth, so we've had our media timeout. So we're going down to the wire unless one of these coaches calls one. Jones throws left side. Layden's got an open three in the air. Got it. McKenna Layden with her third triple. And hey, Boilermakers within 12 here with 4 minutes to play. McKenna Layden has 9 points and 9 rebounds in her first start. On the left side, Long has an open three-pointer, and she hits. Ari Long, a 15% three-point shooter, hits the triple from the left wing. And just like that, the Ducks go back up by 15 at 64-49. They've shot 29% from three-point range. That's pretty much their season average. Here's Layden, thought about the three. Instead, she'll drive to the free throw line, gets it to McCarthy. Back inside to Layden. Layden double-teamed, had the ball stripped and stolen. Purdue's 23rd turnover. Here comes Mevius the other way for the Ducks. Mevius behind the rings off to Che. Che hands it off to Peyton Scott. Scott behind the screen. Long jumper up. Rims out. No. Che rebounds. Che underneath the basket. Throws back on the right side to Mevius. Mevius with a crossover dribble. She picks it up. Throws it off to Che. Che working against McCarthy in the paint. She goes up with the left hand and misses. And the rebound is loose and picked up finally by Ella Collier. Under 3 minutes to play. Boilermakers quickly in the front court with Rashonda Jones. Jones on the right side picks up the dribble back to Layden. Down McCarthy. McCarthy in the paint working against Che. Goes up to the left. Missed. Rebound Che. And here comes Oregon the other way. Boilermakers had hit 6 of their last 8 shots but missed there with 2:42 to play. And it's still 64-49. And now Oregon's going to take another timeout. Here's Che off to Long. Long double team to Mevius. Mevius working against Rashonda Jones. Right side, this is Bell. Sophia Bell with the dribble. Picks it up, hands it off to Long. Long's free throw line jumper is no good and goes out of bounds. And it'll be Purdue basketball. It would have been a shot clock violation anyway because it was an air ball. So Layden inbounds it. Boilermakers down by 15 with 2:15 to play. And here is Jones in the front court. Jones off to Destiny Lombard. Lombard off a screen from McCarthy. Working against Bell. Peekaboo on the dribble. Double team, hands back to Lombard to a Jones. Rashonda wants McCarthy to come out and set a ball screen with 12 in the shot clock and 2 minutes to play. Jones still with the dribble. Rashonda underneath the basket was hip checked. Got the ball off to Collier. Shot clock down to 4. Here's McCarthy with it. McCarthy's going to have to make a move. She does, goes off the glass and scores over Che. Good patience by Lana McCarthy to go up with the right hand off the glass and bring the Boilermakers within 13, but we're down to a minute 38 to play. Here's Long in the front court. Long gets it inside to Che. Her ball, the ball stripped away. McCarthy goes to the floor to get it, but it's picked up by Long, and Long hits a baseline jumper. Good hustle there by Purdue, but the ball dribbled to the wrong player, and Long hits the jumper. Now here's Lombard in the front court with a minute 20 to play. Collier to Layden to McCarthy. McCarthy again in the post against Che. Lana back off to Layden. She fires a three. No. Rebound pulled down by Che, and we're down to a minute 8 to play. Boilermakers down 66-51. Here's Mevius. She drives around the defense and lays it in. Mevius went all the way through, laid it in. She's got 6, and with less than a minute to play, Oregon stretches the lead to 68-51. Here's Rashonda Jones back off to Layden. McKenna working against Scott. Comes off a screen by McCarthy. Layden back to McCarthy. Now behind the three-point line, Collier fires a three that's no good. Rebound by Long. Ella Collier has scored 2 points now in the last 3 games combined for the Boilermakers. And here's a foul in the backcourt on Rashonda Jones. Rashonda picks up her third. Team foul number 4. And now Kendall Puryear is going to check in for McCarthy. And it will be Philippa Tilliander, a 6'1 sophomore from Sweden, checking in for the final 36.9 seconds for the Ducks. So the Boilermakers are going to fall to 0-6 in the Big Ten, 7-10 overall, and Oregon will go to 4-3 in conference play, and Purdue will try again on Saturday against the Washington Huskies. Here's Mevius out to Long. Shot clock at 18, game clock at 24. Long off a screen. Picks it up. Cross-court pass. This is Bell with it. Bell driving on Layden, lays it up, missed it, but draws the foul on McKenna Layden. McKenna with her third. It'll be a shooting foul for the Ducks with 14.5 seconds to play. So Oregon has a chance here to crack the 70-point mark. They are averaging coming in 71.8. Defensively, they give up 60.4. So here's Bell at the free throw line, and the first one is no good. Katie Gerrals is talking to the officials about a violation, and nobody's paying any attention. Second shot is up, and that one's good. So Bell has her fourth point, 69-51. Here's Rashonda Jones in the front court with 10 seconds to play. Jones driving, goes all the way through, and lays it up and in. Got a great screen there from Puryear. Rashonda was 17, and that will be the final bucket of the game for Purdue. As the final seconds tick down, the score, Oregon 69, Purdue 53. And so the Boilermakers again hurting themselves early. They fought to the end. It was the fight was there tonight, but not the execution. And they got within 7 points in that third quarter, but just couldn't get over the hump. And so Purdue will have to try again as they fall to 0-6 in conference play. The first ever meeting between the Ducks and the Boilermakers, and unfortunately got away from Purdue in the second quarter. They trailed 15-11 after one. They actually led it early 9-4, but that was when they started to turn the ball over, and Oregon built up a lead 35-23 at the half, and after Purdue cut it to single digits, Oregon was able to stretch it out there in the third quarter. So we'll get to Katie Gerrals' post-game comments here shortly. They are presented by Saab, keeping people and society safe. And Katie putting the headset on. I thought the effort was there, Katie, but it's hard to turn the ball over 23 times and win a basketball game. Oh, hang on a second. There you go.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. We talked about, just controlling the tempo and making sure we weren't turning the basketball over. Thought if we didn't turn the basketball over, we'd give ourselves a good chance. And what happens there in the second half is we don't turn the ball over as much, and we actually have a chance.
The points off turnovers, the difference is 12 there, and you lose the game by 16. I mean, it's probably it's a nip-and-tuck game and a toss-up, and, that's an easy thing to say.
Yeah, and honestly, they're just self-inflicted turnovers. Picking up the ball, not knowing what you're going to do with it, going in a hurry, not paying attention in a timeout, just little things that we got to do a better job of and carry it over. I thought defensively, man, this is probably one of our best defensive games.
Yeah.
That we played, and to come in here and play against a team in their house, and I know they hit some tough shots, like Deja Kelly got it going in the mid-range, but defensively I thought we were pretty solid. And offensively, we just turned the ball over way too much, Tim.
McKenna Layden, her first start, close to a double-double, 9 points and nine rebounds. You really rewarded her for her competitiveness. I thought she was a player that really fought for you tonight.
Just straight effort. Just play so hard. Does exactly what we need her to do. She was gassed there down the stretch, right? Yeah. 37 minutes for her is big time, but it's what we need from number 11, and hopefully we can just continue to grow.
Well, we're going to get another chance on Saturday. Let's get refreshed and rested, and let's see what we can do to the Huskies on Saturday.
Yeah, good luck up there. Tim.
All right.